good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
A bit tired, but all right.
Are you moving currently?
No.
Ah, I thought so.
No, why?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, because then I don't know, because you said you were in between things, or...
Yeah, no, I'm parallel working in Switzerland.
Ah.
Yeah, so... Well, at the moment, just once a month, but so before, you know, when so I might help them with lecturing about digital storytelling in autumn.
So you're moving up and down a lot.
Yeah.
Going up and down, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's actually as far from here as Lüneburg, and it's easier to get there because I can fly to. Bern, but directly from London City. So here you have to go 3 hours everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no, to the all the airports are.
Yeah.
I am a bit tired.
Yeah.
I also have a bit of a jet lag. Oh. So normally to get everywhere you need 2 hours, and Bern flies from London City, and this is just 2 hours, 1 hour, half an hour
only.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But Leuvana doesn't have an airport also. It's a bit more difficult to reach, I think, also.
It's horrible, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's, you know, because sometimes you land and then you have to wait for an hour until the next plane goes.
Mm. Mm, that's not so nice.
But anyhow...
Yeah, great you could make some time.
Yeah, fine.
It shouldn't take long. Do you want me to introduce a bit more what we are currently... doing, or was the introduction paper enough?
That was enough.
Yeah?
I think I know what you're looking for. Yeah, you want to know to look a bit what you can do in the near future, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and also, like for example, like what we should keep doing, or what you think we should stop doing, like focusing like on topics, for example.
Mm.
And I don't know, I also want to discuss a bit the method. INC currently is running its projects. I put it also in the paper. I wasn't sure if you are familiar with that, but yeah, maybe it's also good to shortly discuss that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's good to go over the questions one by one.
Yeah,
and some things are maybe obvious for you, but it would be nice because we are with the four of us, Geert, me, my colleague Mirjam, I think you met her maybe on the Unlike Us conference, and Patricia. We are all talking with people, so in the end we have like more or less like 25 interviews, and we are putting them together, and then something hopefully will come out of it, and of course we are sharing that with you again.
Yeah.
So first question, what in your opinion is the INC and what does it? That's maybe good to start with.
Well, it's a small but very effective institute in Amsterdam that looks into network cultures
mm-hmm.
since a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And is very good with current topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And what can you emphasize a bit on what you mean with network cultures?
Well, basically, it looks at new topics that come up on the net that are of social relevance.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look at them from an economic point of view, which is what's most of the time done, but adds a different view that's really necessary in the society.
Yeah.
And also has a bit of a, you know, pop culture approach towards them.
Okay, that's a nice, I didn't hear that, that's a nice mentioning. Okay, I think you know a bit indeed what we are doing. Do you think there are things we should definitely keep doing for the near future and things we should absolutely stop doing?
I think you have a very, very effective way of combining conferences with book publications.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like, it's very effective how this is all spread out and keeps on, you know, it being there in the net. It's also a good way of sharing Because you're blogging all the conferences and you create publications out of them. So even if people can't come to the conferences, there is a big sort of trail or trace that you leave and that people can look up about what's going on. And I think that's very good.
Things we should maybe stop doing?
I can't think of anything in particular what you should stop doing there. Okay. I think that all works very well.
Yeah. And when you're talking about conferences and blogging and things, do you think it would be an additional value to stream also the conferences? Because we get that question very often, and also currently we have like end of May we have the conference about digital publishing, and I already got like two or three requests like, hey, are you also streaming the conference? And then I say, no, we are registrating them, and like 1.5 weeks later we put it online.
Well, there are different opinions among people who organize conferences about that. Some people say that, like, especially if you do a conference in Berlin, that you steal the guests, you know, people don't come anymore. On the other hand, for example, I can't make that, so I would like to sit in Lüneburg and whenever I be able to get out of the meetings, watch the conference.
Yeah.
So I'm really divided there.
Though on the other hand, like also if we have the registration, you can also in another moment in that week when the time suits you, also, you know, with a cup of coffee, just watch the video and sit relaxing and go into it.
So I don't think streaming is necessary. I think it's also a very high technical demand.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think of the current topics that INC currently is running? I mentioned some, like more overall, like online video, online search, the digital publishing. Do you think that it's covering its scope, or should we extend it with new topics? And then the next question is also what should emerging topics be?
Well, I think covering its scope very well. Just, you know, picked up very early on the alternative revenue models that are coming in at the moment. The next thing that is coming up, of course, you can already see that, and on April 9th is the Internet of Things Day.
Yeah.
That's the next topic that's just out there. Are you going? It's in Rotterdam, right? There's a big one.
Yeah. It depends a bit, but I think I will.
I have Lüneburg. I can't go anywhere. I mean, there's some interesting thing going on in London, and the Rotterdam thing actually looks best for all the European Internet of Things events. I'm parked in Lüneburg. Great.
You're doing a sprint over there, or is it you're also doing a...
No, we have the team days every month, you know. I have team days and then I have the so-called KT managing days. And I always have to be there. That's another reason why I can't come to the conference. It's just we meet twice a month and you cannot get out of it.
Okay, yeah. And are there other things? Like we also, Monday evening, we had a bit also dinner with some people around us, and things that came out of that was also like maybe more look at the crypto debate. For example, look at more like social design, social innovation. Maybe also look at image culture. Those were also some things that came out of also look more at like the makers culture. Are those topics that you think that are interesting for INC to focus on, or...?
Potentially, yeah. I think that the social innovation thing, I mean, there's this weird thing going on that, there's some weird thing going on with work. So you know, there's the discussion if the middle class is losing their jobs, and it's picked up by more and more people. Jaron Lanier's book is on it. Then Jeremy Rifkin just published a book, or he published a column in the New York Times, talking about the rise of anti-capitalism. And that is something that is only discussed by the New York Times at the moment. And I'm not sure if that's good. So, but that's not a classic pop culture, you know, approach. So it's a bit of a problem, because who do you invite? Who's working on that? I worked a little bit on that with the non-money centered societies, and Ned Rossiter also has this with organized networks. So there are parts there. But not, it's not a classic, you know, it's more a sociological, sociology topic, not, not a classic pop culture topic. And, but you can, of course, just say, where's the revolution today or something? The maker topic, if you have nice people that could fill it, that's interesting. Otherwise, it's a bit of a weird hype. Or it could also fill in with the first. I mean, they are a bit connected. And what was the third one you were talking about? Oh, the image. Yeah, of course.
Image culture. Yeah.
I mean,
like how image how image culture is changing the world of design.
Or not just the world of design, but everyday life. You know, it would make a nice. Parallel to Video Vortex, because with Instagram and the whole sort of non-stop documenting everything there, I think there's enough material we could talk about.
That's great indeed.
And then there's also the funny effect that more and more architecture looks like they've been a photocopied image that has been altered. I mean, I've just seen so many buildings in New York that, and the skyline with the walkie-talkie in London, they all look like bent, you know. Reality tries to look like an image. So there's some things there.
Interesting metaphors also,
And yeah, there's Instagram. There is, I don't know, whenever, but pictures do make, of course, a difference also to blogging and to tweeting, because as soon as you say something and you also provide a picture, you are more authentic.
And like Tumblr, for example, I think that's still, and Pinterest, things like that are still popular.
I once wrote an article about the fact that if an if an alien comes and looks at 500 years of pictures making, and suddenly they would say, where are all the humans gone? But that was before the selfie happened.
Where can I find that article?
Oh, it's in German.
But I can read German.
I can try to find it. It was for... Oh, no, it, I blocked it, I think. I blocked it on my own. Can try to find it.
Yeah, don't worry about it now. But
yeah.
Okay, and then we have the INC method. It has a bit like the triangle, indeed, like that. We have like the networks. They exist mostly. Before that, we set up a mailing list. Some discussion starts, and then a network exists. And from the network, like from the all the like all the items that are being discussed, we make like something like an agenda for a conference. And after that, we invite people who were also attending the conference, but also outside that, to collaborate or to attribute to a reader. What do you think of that method?
I think the method works very well. I was just thinking, but that's also, I'm not sure if that's your thing or Gert's thing, really. You pick up on topics really early, but... I think on the one hand, the humanities and publication in the humanities is changing, and the ink publications have a bit of a problem to count
within academia as proper publications, because they're not peer reviewed and they are, you know, they have all this sort of problem. Is, I think the program is as good as MIT Press's program, but if you would hand it in a CV, it wouldn't count as much.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's of any interest to you, because I think Geert, for example, doesn't have a really positive relationship to the humanities or academia. But I think it could make sense to open a second, branch within publishing and do from time to time publish more academic books.
Yeah. Okay, so you'd say focus more on academic?
Not more. I would say, you know, you need to think of if you want, because the pop culture discourses are really good, because you can push things out there very fast and they get recognized and downloaded by a lot of people. But if you want to be stay in the discourse for a bit longer and leave an impact, not just on the information and the way how people inform themselves, but really, I mean, for young academics, I mean, I can recognize it in the projects we are planning and the different projects I'm involved at, especially young people who are very bright and who want to be at academia have more and more the problem that they need proper publications to make their career.
Yeah.
And if we are only hip but can't provide that, we are not really good for them. While the absurd thing is, if people are old and established at Geert is, and then it doesn't matter, you know, then you can publish everywhere because you have your job, you have your tenure.
Yeah.
And that is a bit of a thing where I think I wouldn't change the direction, but I would think maybe from time to time pick a topic where you think, okay, this could be something, I don't know, where we could work together with the university or with Amsterdam University Press or with whomever, and then publish one thing, not all the topics, but, you know, as a more academic subject.
Yeah, and go also a bit more in depth then also on that.
I mean, it's very hard. I mean, edited collections don't have the best reputation.
Yeah.
But the question is, yeah, what can you do there? You know, and also think about how can you change the peer review model. I mean, maybe do open peer review, maybe do a workshop around. That's what we try to do is now we try to get the academics to write an abstract, and then we try to bring them together for the workshop as soon as their papers are ready. And then we discuss all together the papers, and then they change it one more. So we have a sort of seminar situation around their paper. So it's not, you know, so then also people relate to each other in a bit better way. So,
and it's also more open and more transparent, I think, indeed. Yeah.
But that's the only thing. I think that it's very sad that ink is not more, recognized in the academic world.
Yeah.
And that was I thought, how could that be changed? And I thought, well, if you every second year or something publish a book, that's maybe it's not just on what can we say in the discourse now, but goes a bit more into the idea of where is our border to the academics, and where is our discourse puncturing the membrane to the academics, and where could we make an impact there, and also think about that.
I'm personally also not sure if Geert is really aiming for also indeed like going more academic, because I think also in the position he's now, he's like I think he feels very comfortable, and he always says, I'm not the professor and I don't want to be.
I mean, it's a bit sad because, you know, especially the Netherlands have a very, very good philosophy of technology discourse, which, for example, Germany doesn't have.
No.
But, you know, then in the end, you cannot do it all.
No, that's true also. And you mentioned twice, and we also noticed that on Monday evening, that we are always very early in the topics. Do you think it's for our environment, it's too early, or is it...
No. I mean, you know, you could also just stick to things longer, but I don't think it's too early, no.
Okay. And as the method is now, it's really like it's a bit focused or oriented on like the organization itself. Do you think we should also like open up ourselves more, or like because the feedback we got back from the Monday evening was like every event you use this same method, but you start again, and maybe there should be like more. Something like meta, like around it, like the method above the methods, like should there be like, should we involve more networks from outside, or should we, sometimes we stick to like certain partners, should we collaborate more with, yeah, I don't know, more people from outside, or?
I don't know, I don't think so, really. What is a bit sad is that it is sometimes really hard to, you communicate sometimes really a bit too late that that there is a conference.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, my schedule is full until the end of the year already.
Yeah.
So you need to be really early with saying, please save the date here.
Yeah, yeah.
And send it, I don't know, I think, so for example, I'm not on newsletter lists,
mm-hmm.
or something, because they, I just don't read them, and my
mm-hmm.
inbox is very full,
mm-hmm.
but how do you get, you know, or, yeah, so if there would be, so I would be interested, and I think you could, for example, just have a second email thing which you say for people you think are interested in this topic, and then let them know half a year in advance. I don't know if you have to work together with different but that depends. I mean, I think you know your approach changes because your topic changes
mm-hmm.
radically,
yeah.
So that forces you to work together with different people,
yeah.
Anyhow,
yeah.
But maybe from the Dutch point of view, that's different. I can't say that.
Yeah.
But I find them always very interesting, and I wish I could come to more.
Yeah. I can quickly comment on that. The thing is that we are working also a lot of project-based. So in that sense, mostly like a couple of months before, only we know that we have the money, and then it really starts like running,
yeah.
And then we can send out. So it's not that we know already like so many months in advance.
No, it's quite hard. I mean,
yeah.
I recognize it with our own conference now that I know it's... you should write it down from 12th to 14th of November.
Ah, 12th to 14th?
Yeah, of November.
That's good to know, because we also maybe were thinking of doing like an end event for this project that also ends at November, so we definitely do it not on the 12th till the 14th of
September.
Yeah,
please will come.
Yeah.
I mean, Gert should speak and... introduce something any day. I think
yeah.
we told him already, but otherwise I'll do it again. We have a big meeting next week, and afterwards we'll send out something.
Yeah.
We have already a small preliminary poster and...
Of Florian, because also at that moment we are aiming to have our actual, the toolkit, have the toolkit ready. So that would
yeah.
be really nice also to launch it maybe there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be great if you introduced them.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, then question six, indeed, what are the boundaries of the growth of the digital field, and what will happen on short term and maybe more on longer term?
Yeah, the boundaries of the growth is very funny, because at the moment everybody talks about that the news stops.
Ah, yeah.
Because the internet hasn't done anything new actually since 10 years, since Web 2.0
yeah.
came up, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think there are... boundaries, really. I think what will happen on the long term is I think it will have a big effect on money. I think Jeremy Rifkin saying the same, that we can, if proper tracking and tracing comes up, you already have the car share economy thing, you
mm-hmm.
know, that people share cars,
mm-hmm.
And I think people will share more things, but also organizations will buy less stuff new, but reorganize it. And that will sort of push money out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have capitalism without money. And that will be really interesting, maybe very frightening.
Yes.
So I think that happens on the long term. Yeah, we already talked about how can we foster connections between research, theory, and arts and culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think, with research, I already made a suggestion.
Yeah.
Between arts and cultures is, I mean, really invite more. I think there are a lot of designers out there that do interesting stuff. We had Robert Oxhorn here. He was also at Video Vortex, and he showed really interesting interfaces for video, but also for how writing is changing, or how you can start reading images.
Mm-hmm.
But there are not that many people around that are that good, unfortunately.
Nice.
I also watched an earlier talk of him, and that was not that good.
Oh, okay.
So something must have happened with him.
Mm. And as for collaborations, for example, and also like interesting partners for INC, do you have suggestions for that, or how do you think? Because we are always a bit in the same, like old boys network, and sometimes it's also good to open up a bit and to see like what's going on around them more. Where do you think we can, do you have like ideas, or also do you see projects coming up maybe on the short term, longer term?
I mean, the funny thing is, collaboration is always, it's a much easier word than it actually is.
Yes.
It is quite hard, and it's quite a task. I mean, we tried several times with the EU project. I'm pretty happy we didn't do it, because, of course, we ran into big problems in creating it. It's much more work than I thought, a research application of that sort of kind. And also, we started to have big problems with our technology partner, which are still going on.
Ooh.
And so I'm very happy, because the whole EU thing, for example, was about putting the company in the middle so that it can develop its algorithms further.
Mm-hmm.
And we had big problems in pushing them towards open source. And only managed last week or something, you know. Mm. They suddenly said, oh no, you get this new stuff that we program open source, but of course not the old algorithm. But what do you want to do with, like, you know, little open source plugins when the core thing is not open source? Sometimes it's not easy, because a project internally runs and then is just so busy with it with internal decisions. But I think interesting partners, I mean, you already teamed up with Florian. Yeah. I don't know what the Jan van Aken is doing. They are normally very...
They're a bit out of our picture as well. That's maybe good also to think about.
Theory-wise, they're normally very interesting and radical. Unfortunately, we end in a year.
I know, yes. Are there perspectives for follow-up, or is there...
I don't think so. I think the university has no money at all and is very neoliberal. In the end, our task is to burn that money.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, we're going to found... a publishing corporation out of that, Mison Press now, because in the beginning we wanted to do the university thing, university press, but that didn't work out, also because the university is not willing to pay even half a person.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And why do you do a university press if they are not paying anything at all, you know? And then you are dependent from them if you call yourself a university press. So we, Marcus, Andreas, and me, we decided to do more an internal press. And I don't know, I mean, there are certain constraints because the original idea was that we publish in English. But the, I think the most expensive thing is, I mean, you do the English correction, don't you?
No, we are. That's all for also always a hassle. What we do is we have like a pool of editors around us, for example, like Rachel Riley and Morgan Curry, like native speakers, and then we team up with them and then we ask them to indeed like copy edit. Yeah.
And do you pay them?
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't get a lot of money. That's for them, like especially like the people we gathered around us now, they're also interested in the topic and they enjoy doing it. So in that sense, they're also up to speed again with the latest articles. And and when there is a little bit extra money, we also try to, or we are willing to give them a bit more because it's not a lot. No.
Yeah, but that's exactly what we want to explore. You know that this sort of professional crowdsourcing, let me call it like this.
Yeah.
I mean, because we don't get the money, we try to apply for the money, but we tried to apply for an open access press and we didn't get anything.
Wow.
And so now we are thinking about doing it ourselves, but doing it in this crowdsourced approach.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a good tip. I mean, because I was thinking, oh god, we do an English speaking press without any of us speaking English. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want, I can send you some names that we are approaching, so to see if they have time to. I can do that.
Oh, that would be lovely, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, we will look up a lot of Berlin people as well. There are no, but that helps as well. And I haven't thought about the idea. Last night I woke up and I just thought, wait. That's insane.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah.
But now, as you say it, I see a way out, yeah.
Yeah.
Other collaborations? I don't know. You know, what I think maybe at some point, if there's a big anniversary or something, it would be interesting if you guys would team up with another proper thing like Transmediale.
Oh, yeah.
And do one really big thing. You know, something that's well planned in advance, something that, and then I think that could be.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Yeah.
Like, you know, 20 years of internet or blah, blah.
Yes.
Like create an anniversary.
Yeah.
And I think that could work well.
No, yeah, we had the program, like we started with our first. One of the first projects was like a decade of web design, and
yeah.
We are now really thinking of making a second round of that. So that could be interesting indeed to launch that or to have like a small side program at Transmediale. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Okay, I think this is really fruitful. I will. We are coming together again at the end of April, so probably don't expect something before half of May, but around that period. Okay. And if I have more questions after the interview that I think of, like, hey, like, I will send you an email. But for the moment, this is it.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you send me some English speakers, that helps. But,
yeah.
Yeah, we are also slowly getting everywhere.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So
thanks a lot, Mercedes.
Thanks.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.